Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be discussing many topics, including Chuck 200 drafts and the latest mock draft. Harvey has pillow arm on The Daily Show. Today's starting lineup made the ninth. Baseball brings Bird and Youngster together and more. Fans, remember, you too can be a part of the show. You're calling at 516-666-9990 or on our term at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB.
And on this day in baseball history, in 1905, Dodger hurler Elmer Stricklett introduces his pit ball, helping Brooklyn to beat the Giants 4-3. And now, fans, it's time for the baseball joke of the day. A Spaniard named Jose came to Miami and wanted to attend a big league game. To his dismay, he found that all the seats were sold out. However, the management gave him a high seat by the flagpole. When he returned to his home country, his friends asked him, "What kind of people are those Americans?" He said, "Fine people. They gave me a special seat at the ball game, and just before the game, they all stood up and saying, 'Jose, can you see?'" Fans, it's a baseball joke of the day. Well, and now it's time for the random player. Here are your clues. But before we do that, you can call in at 516-666-9990 or enter a chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB with your guesses. All right, so the first clue is he is a pitcher for the Royals. He was born in the Dominican Republic. He's 31 years old. His former teams were the Reds, Padres, Pirates, and Rangers, and he started in 2005. His number currently is 36, and he also had that same number for the Reds and the Pirates. Will, your guess is? Your guess is?
Ventura.
Say that one more time. I'm having a pretty hard time hearing you, but I'm pretty sure that's incorrect. We will be giving him the clues once again before we go to break, and he'll have another chance, and he'll have one more chance after that. So three strikes, and you're out for him. He's 0-1 in the count. All right, and then we're not doing the All-Star debate today because we have to get on with how the top 200 draft picks, and we're going to not necessarily tell you all 200, but we're going to go in to the 200. So MLBPipeline.com just unveiled a new, updated, and expanded first-year player top 200 prospects list. While Lake Mary, Florida, High shortstop Brendan Rodgers remains a top-rated talent, much has changed since our previous installment last month. So here we see what happened. It's Brendan Rodgers, first overall top-rated talent, and he looks like he's going to be drafted by the Arizona Diamondbacks. I mean, it is exciting. June 8th is the date of the draft, and again, we will be watching, taking notes and everything, since we will be doing the show that night and the next day. So June 8th, first couple of rounds of the MLB draft. Do not miss it. But Brendan Rodgers, out of Wild Lake Mary High in Florida, first, he's a top-rated talent and will most likely be drafted by the Arizona Diamondbacks. And if you do recall last year, Brandon Finnegan of the Royals, he was with TCU. He got drafted by the Royals that year, and he played in the World Series that year too. So Brendan Rodgers could be one of those guys, but he most likely will not because he is in high school. And I think it will be interesting if he gets drafted by the Diamondbacks to see how fast he can come up and if he will be a dud or if he will succeed.
Yeah, I mean, every first pick of MLB draft definitely has a lot of hope. But, you know, there's so many rounds and the odds are definitely not in your favor. So the big question for him is, will he be able to continue and make it to the show?
All right, so also there are a lot of big moves in the MLBPython.com top 200. For example, Arkansas outfielder Andrew Benintendi has made the biggest move up the list, going from number 63 to number 8 with less than 2 weeks remaining before the draft. As SEC Player of the Year, Benintendi is one of the two NCAA Division I players with at least 15 homers and 20 stolen bases. The other is North Florida outfielder Donnie DeWeese, who's also trending upward from number 51 to number 35. So, let's start first with Andrew Benintendi. I mean, he's in college with Arkansas, so he could go to the majors in quite a hurry. I mean, he's SEC Player of the Year, which SEC is the best baseball league in college right now. And Benintendi, for being the top one, 15 homers, 20 stolen bases in the short college baseball season, is amazing right now. And I mean, whoever drafts this guy, he'll probably be within the top dozen picks. He's projected to go number 8th. So, I mean, very excited. Whichever team gets him, he could be in the big leagues and in a hurry.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, playing in the SEC and on the team playing Arkansas, he's playing against competition similar to MLB, not exactly, but, I mean, playing against a lot of guys who will likely be making it to the big league sooner or later. So, I mean, I think he has the edge over any high school athlete coming into the draft.
Also, the other person who was trending upward, he made the move from number 51 to number 35 on the MLBPython.com top 200 draft prospects, is Donnie DeWeese. He was with North Florida, who, if you recall, was the big name in the NCAA basketball tournament this year because they made it first time ever. But Donnie DeWeese of North Florida, I mean, he is in college, so that's a big plus for anybody who's going to draft him. I think he will be a factor in the second half of the first round. So, I mean, even if he goes 16 and below or is an early second round pick, I think we could be seeing him in the major leagues pretty quickly. And, I mean, if you're being drafted in the late first round or early second round, I mean, you're still a pretty good baseball player to be drafted that high.
Yeah, definitely. I think we could easily be seeing him then.
So Donnie DeWeese and Andrew Benintendi, remember their names. And as I said earlier, I think Benintendi will probably go he's looking like a lock to me to go among the first top dozen picks. I mean, I think DeWeese should factor in the second half of the first round. But, I mean, these two guys, exciting players who could be in the major leagues in a hurry. And, I mean, it's going to be interesting. My projection right now is Benintendi will be in the top dozen picks. DeWeese will be in the second half of the first round. So, I mean, Will and I will be watching on June 8th. So it'll be interesting to see where they go and if my projections are correct.
Yeah, looking forward to it. June 8th, all 100 rounds. Let's go!
All right, so another player pushing his way into the first round is Kennesaw Mountain High's Tyler Stephenson, who has established himself as the best all-around catcher available and has been mentioned as a possible number one overall pick by the D-backs. Stephenson's ranking has improved from number 47 to number 18 in the past month. So what we see here is Tyler Stephenson, he could possibly trump who we talked about earlier on Brendan Rodgers of Wild Lake Mary High School. He could beat him for first overall pick. So Tyler Stephenson and Brendan Rodgers, who will go first? It's very exciting. The D-backs have so many options to go with, and I think Tyler Stephenson does have a good chance of making it because the D-backs do need a catcher since they did trade Miguel Montero to the Cubs in the offseason. Their current catcher right now is Tuffy Gosiewicz, who is slugging at a 176 mark, which obviously is not a good mark. So Tyler Stephenson, hoping they can get him up fast, maybe 2 to 3 years, but he is a high school player, so it will be a slower process than guys out of college. So Tyler Stephenson and Brendan Rodgers, they're both high school guys, so they're not going to be coming up in extremely fast pace, but they will try to push them in a timely manner. But, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see Tyler Stephenson or Brendan Rodgers, and I'm super excited to see who goes first overall.
Yeah, I mean, the Diamondbacks, with the first overall pick, they just have so many options, and that's definitely the best because they can pick anyone. I mean,
you have the fifth, even sixth pick, you may seem like the door's wide open, but this first several guys can be the people that end up making it to the show. But then also you can have Cinderella story guy pick later that also can do the good. So especially in the MLB, the draft is very unpredictable.
So also with MLBPipeline.com, there were three previously unranked prospects and are making their highest debuts in the top 200. They are Alton High left-hander Brian Hudson, Granger High third baseman Trey Cabbage, and Arizona State right-hander Ryan Burr. So these guys who are just cracking the top 200, who previously unranked, they are now making their highest debuts. Brian Hudson's at number 71 right now. Trey Cabbage is at number 72, and Ryan Burr is at number 76, according to MLBPipeline.com. So these players will probably be going in the early third round. I mean, as you said, well, there could be these guys could be surprises. Remember their names, Brian Hudson, Trey Cabbage, and Ryan Burr. They could all be coming up fast, but I think the guy that could be making the fastest transition is probably going to be Ryan Burr because he is a college guy. And an early third-round pick still isn't going to be bad for any team. He would be projected right now the 76th pick of the draft, so he could still be a factor for any Major League club in the first couple years.
Yes, definitely.
So the best prep pitching prospect come out of Illinois since Mike Foltynewicz 5 years ago. Hudson is very projectable at 6'7", and is one of the best curveballs in the draft. Cabbage profiles well at the hot corner with solid hitting ability, power potential, and arm strength. The Sun Devils' career saves leader Burr has a mid-90s fastball and could reach the big leagues quickly as a reliever. So when we start talking about Brian Hudson, I mean, as we said, Mike Foltynewicz, he was a very good pitcher who came out of Illinois 5 years ago. But Hudson at 6'7" is a huge height and best curveballs in the draft. We could be seeing a comparison to Madison Bumgarner when he gets to the major leagues. So Brian Hudson and Madison Bumgarner, when I've seen him pitch, I mean, they do look similar in their motion and their like pitching selection and obviously in their height.
Yeah, Brian Hudson, he's 6'7". I mean, any pitcher that's that tall is going to have a definite advantage over you, and I think he can definitely blossom into a Madison Bumgarner type player.
Trey Cabbage, I mean, I think he has a solid hitting ability of what I've seen from him. He's a pretty good fielder, and I think he'll do well at the hot corner, and he has extreme power potential and arm strength. So this guy, I mean, he's going to be able to throw to first, which is also always key when you're a third baseman. I mean, he has the potential to be a power hitter like all the great third basemen we see today, and he has overall solid hitting ability. So an all-around guy that, I mean, would be a great early third-round or late second-round pick for any major league club. Trey Cabbage, remember the name.
Yes.
All right, also, we have Ryan Burr, who is the Arizona State's all-time saves leader. So, obviously, he has that going for him. He may be a closer for a Major League club in 5 years or so. But I see him as a reliever who will be able to get it done in September in the first couple years in his career. And I just think Ryan Burr could potentially be a closer, but mid-90s fastball is pretty decent. I mean, it's not slow, but it's not fast. And I think if you're going to be a successful Major League closer, especially a new Major League closer, for him to jump anybody, he's going to have a bigger fastball. So I can see him as a seventh man, seventh inning guy, but I just don't see him ever making really the jump from setup man to closer.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the biggest jumps of all of baseball. And the jobs are just totally different. I mean, setup man, you're just there you can let up like a run or two, but then closer, I mean, you just have to be straight. Nothing. You usually have to get 1, 2, 3 every single time. And that's just a very tough role to change to.
So all but one of the players from the April's top 100 made the new top 100, and this guy's Allen Hayes infielder Kyler Murray. He was ranked highly, number 34 a month ago, and he had one of the highest ceilings in the draft. But he rendered himself ineligible by declining to take part in the pre-draft process, which is submitting medical reports and taking a drug test, required if anyone ranked among the top 200 prospects by the Major League Scouting Bureau. Also, the nation's top-rated dual-threat quarterback prospect, Murray, did so in order to prevent teams from trying to lure him away from playing football and baseball at Texas A&M. So Kyler Murray, he didn't submit to the pre-draft process, so we obviously see he does want to stay an extra year in college, both football and baseball. So, I mean, Kyler Murray, I think he could be also a great football player, and he is a dual-threat quarterback, and, I mean, he has an exciting football career, has him in an exciting baseball career. It's going to be interesting to see which one he picks, football or baseball, because he's excellent in both.
Wait, who is this guy? And, wait, he plays quarterback for who?
He's quarterback for Texas A&M, Kyler Murray.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be exciting, maybe a Bo Jackson, but with the quarterback, you're probably not going to have that.
All right, fans, we have to get a break, but when we do come back, we will be giving his second chance at random part of the day, and we will go into the latest mock draft today. All right, we're going to break.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small. Turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
Yeah.
back on Inside MLB, and it's now time to give Will his
Edison Volquez.
Okay, you are correct. Will has won right
for
today.
Yeah.
All right, now it's time to go into the latest mock draft. And the person who is headlining right now is Vanderbilt shortstop Swanson, and he is an exciting player. I mean, the first-year player draft is rapidly approaching. We have 10 days before the three-day event begins on June 8th, and the world hears who the D-backs will take at number one overall. So, again, Will and I will be tuning in on June 8th in 10 days, and we're both extremely excited for this amazing event.
I have a question. When they say the first-year player draft, is that just, like, the rookie draft?
Yes.
Okay.
There are also other drafts that Will and I are both very excited for, including the Rule 5 draft, where they can take minor league players in the system and put them onto their own team. So there are other drafts. There's a Type A draft. There's a Type B draft. But the first-year player draft is obviously the biggest one. But there are several other drafts out there that we will be watching and giving our analysis on.
What are all the other drafts?
Most of them are in the offseason.
Thank you.
All right. So last week, Jim Cowles took a crack at predicting the first 26 picks. So now it's time for us to up the ante as the clock is ticking. So we're expanding to 36 picks, the entirety of what is officially called the first round. So, again, day one at MLB Network Studio 42 in Secaucus, New Jersey, with representatives for all 30 clubs in attendance, and several draftees expected to be on hand. Covers the top 70 picks. Well, so on June 8th, the night of June 8th, we'll be watching 70 picks and giving our analysis on all 70 the next day. So round two with MLB Network and MLB.com provide live coverage of all of it, starting with a preview shoot at 6 p.m. Eastern. MLB.com will provide exclusive live pick-by-pick coverage of rounds 3 through 10 on day 2. So we will be watching all of those rounds with the preview show starting at 12:30 p.m. Eastern that Saturday, and rounds 11 through 40 on June 10th begin at noon Eastern on the Sunday. So a whole weekend of drafts, rounds 1 through 40. So we're all extremely excited for everything that's going to be going on.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I think there is still a lack of clarity throughout the first round with teams just starting to have their meetings and dig deeper into medical reports and signability. I mean, we will be back with more mock drafts leading up to June 8th as more information becomes available to us because, I mean, it's limited right now because of medical reports and big news could come out in the next 10 days scene. But right now, number one is not Brendan Rodgers, who we talked about before, but it is Dansby Swanson, shortstop, out of Vanderbilt. I mean, so the buzz surrounding Swanson in this top spot does have some legs. We'll be forced to dismiss it. It'll also be wrong to consider a slam dunk at this point, with the D-backs still exploring several options, including bringing Georgia High School catcher Tyler Stephenson in for a workout, which we did talk about a little bit earlier when we were giving our analysis with the MLBPipeline.com top 200. So Dansby Swanson, I think, Dansby Swanson, I think, is a great choice for the team and Dynamax. I think he could be potentially doing a lot for them when comes time. So, Will, I mean, what are your reactions on Dansby Swanson? All right, it appears that Will has dropped from us, but he hopefully will be back. All right, Will is back with us, but we have to do the 7-minute stretch. But real quick, Will, Dansby Swanson out of Vanderbilt, what's your take on him?
I think he's very good, and like I said, playing in the SEC, that's really going to help over some of the, like, the second-round projection, Brendan Rodgers, who is in high school. I mean, I just think they have several more years of experience under their belt, which can help them be drafted.
All right, we should have started mid-search, but when we come back, it will be time for Say Something and Closing Statements. So please stay tuned in. It's now time for Take Me Out to the Ballgame. back on Inside MLB, and it's now time for Say Something, Will.
I'm just going to take away this exciting group of young prospects that we have coming into the draft. I'm just really looking forward to June 8th and seeing where a lot of these guys, including Dansby Swanson and Brendan Rodgers, to see where they end up.
Well, I'm going to say something. It's three players, Dansby Swanson, Brendan Rodgers, and Tyler Trey. I mean, those are probably going to be the top three picks. I mean, there are Tyler Trey is out of Illinois, Brendan Rodgers is out of high school, and Dansby Swanson is out of Vanderbilt. So who's going to go number one? It's very exciting. And the Astros have the highest two picks ever. I think it's 2 and 5, if I'm not mistaken. But very exciting. And June 8th is fastly approaching us, and we're both very excited. All right, I'd like to thank Jason Sensimo-Gano for helping with the planning and production of Inside MLB, along with MLB.com and assistance with statistics used on Inside MLB Tonight. You can tune in tomorrow from 4:30, you can tune in on Monday from 4:30 to 5 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB for the newest edition. Fans, please follow Inside MLB on Blog Talk Radio, the same URL as I said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. You can email Will I at InsideMLB123@gmail.com. Calm with your questions or insight. Have a fantastic day.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you.